السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين جیسا کہ ہم سب جانتے ہیں آج سے 120 سال پہلے
تور سیز دیٹ آل ایز آل آف اس وی نو 120 ایئرز اگو ڈیورنگ دس منتھ ڈیورنگ دس منتھ آن 23rd آف مارچ اللہ تعالیٰ نے The great prophecy of the Holy Quran was fulfilled, the information of which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a great tiding, as a glad tiding. And after passing through 100 years of darkness of the Muslim Ummah, in majority of the Muslims there was only name of Islam that remained. Then Allah Almighty illuminated that moon. Who got this light from the shining sun, Siraj-e-Munir. And it was given the promise that until the day of judgment he will continue to disseminate that light, and that his dispensation would be an eternal one. And following in the footsteps of his master and following his Sharia and benefiting from his beauty and light and from his education, he would always be a blessing, the beauty and the light to the hearts of the people. So therefore, this community established by the great son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was on 23rd of March in 1889, when Allah Almighty told him through revelation, اذا عزمت فتوکل علی اللہ وسنا الفلک بعیوننا ووحینا الذین یبایعونک انما یبایعون اللہ ید اللہ فوق ایدیہم. He mentioned in the translation of that was mentioned in Izala Ham that when you intended for this service, then you have your full trust in Allah and prepare this boat right in front of our eyes and under our guidance, and those people who are going to initiate at your hand, they are going to initiate at the hand of Allah, and it would be the hand of Allah which will be upon their hands. In one place he says that he told me, Allah Almighty told me at the establishment of this community, that there is a commotion of darkness on the earth. So you prepare the boat, and anyone who is going to board this ship and boat, he would be saved from destruction. And those who would deny for him, he is going to face the death. So anyway, according to the instruction of Allah Almighty, he, on 23rd of March in 1889, he started taking initiation and bath, and hundreds of good fortune people, fortunate people, they boarded this boat. And this number, it increased into hundreds of thousands during his life. And those people, they stood true to their initiation and the covenant of bath. And Allah Almighty also put His hand upon their hands. And these people continued to achieve higher and higher positions of spirituality. They also confronted very strong winds of opposition from their own people and the opponent, from the outsiders. They had to face the opposition and persecution. So much so that those people who initiated at his hand, in their so-called crime, they were martyred. Among them, the greatest of all, who was tortured to this martyrdom, that was Shahzada Sayyid Abdul Latif Shaheed, who at the decree of the mullahs, the king of the time, very cruelly he was stand to dig in a pit in the earth, and then he was stoned to death and martyred. And that was a replay of that the cruelties and the tortures of the earlier period when the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were subjected to that. But despite all these opposition and torture and all the incitement against him by the governments, this community, by the grace of Allah, it continued to make to flourish and to make progress. And finally, on 26th of May 1908, according to divine decree, after completing the job entrusted to him, he went to his master. And then, as Allah Almighty had given him the consolation by saying that the second phase of your community would be in the form of the second manifestation of the divine power, and regarding which Hazrat Masih Maud says that, in short, there are two types of manifestations which Allah Almighty shows. The first one, that first through the prophets He shows His manifestation of power, and then at a time when, at the time of the demise of a prophet, difficulties they show up, and the enemies, they get very active, become very active, and they think that now the whole thing is going to be destroyed, and they think that the whole community is going to be finished now, and even the members of the community, they run into certain doubts, and they are really shaken to the bone, and many are such who leave the religion. Then at that time, Allah Almighty, for the second time, He shows His great might of power, might and power, manifestation of that is shown, and Allah Almighty supports this community, and those people who are steadfast till the end, they are able to see this miracle of Allah Almighty. So when this the second phase started, so as he has mentioned beforehand, there were some people, very unfortunate people, who got into certain doubts, and they were inflicted by the sense of their ego. And these were the people who were explained this point by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal in very clear words, but it's their misfortune that at the time of the election of the second caliph, some of these people, they left the Jamaat, and they did not try to understand this point, that this falling community, Allah Almighty, has always is always supporting this community, such a community, by showing the miracle of his hand. And they just did not think this point, that by boarding that boat, only those people are going to be saved from destruction, those who would be closely connected with the second manifestation. And that second manifestation is not the Anjuman, the administrative body, but rather it is the Khilafat. So today as well, we are very fortunate indeed, who are, because of their close attachment with the Khilafat, they are all boarding this, sailing in this boat, which was created by the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are saved from drowning. The hand of Allah is upon us. The world is stooping low into degradation. And the Ahmadis, by the blessing of their Almighty God, they are seeing the manifestation of His divine help. From the beginning to this day, with the new and new weapons and new techniques and new methods, they are trying to destroy the community. But Allah Almighty, at the time of every great trial, Allah Almighty is always protecting the Jamaat from the evil intentions and the designs of the opponents. And as the community, according to the promises of Allah Almighty, is spreading in the Jamaat, in the world, because of the jealousy and enmity, is also spreading the same way. The oppositions are becoming stronger. And wherever these so-called mullahs and those who are called so-called scholars, whatever they can possibly do, they are not sparing any injustice and torture against the community. But as a result of every persecution and opposition, it definitely increases in the faith of each and every Ahmadi, because Allah Almighty has told them beforehand that Allah, the believers, are going to suffer some hardships in the way of Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, the Holy Quran makes it very clear that for the perfection of faith, you have to go through periods of trial, as it is mentioned, أَحَسَبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَكُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That have these people considered that just by saying Amanna, that we believed, they would be left alone and they would not be tried? Allah Almighty say, then He says that this trial is very essential, and anybody who enters into this community, he would not be without any trial. There are many friends of us, those, they are on one side and they are, and the father is on the other side. And because of accepting the Ahmadiyya, they are separated from their parents. And then he says that when the great trials are there, and a person becomes steadfast for the sake of Allah, and then they shake their hand with the angels of Allah. And when these prophets go through these trials, they are connected with Allah Almighty. Without a trial, the progress is impossible. So in order to get steadfastness in faith, these are the words of advice which, by the grace of Allah, Ahmadis have firmly, they are attached to this one, they have understood very well. And all the Ahmadis, they understand it fully well, that our opposition, and they are actually a sort of a fertilizer for our further future progress. In the last khutbah, I mentioned the new converts of the in Bulgaria. Some are new and some are have joined recently. The local mufti of the area, at his behest, who has got a lot of influence on the local government, the police people have terrorized them, have intimidated them, and they took them to the police station. And when I sent my salam to those people and inquired about their welfare, Then the Murabi Sahib says that I contacted them individually, all of them, and when I conveyed the message, then the reply of each one of one was that by the grace of Allah, we are very firm and strong in our faith. These trials are nothing, immaterial. And some of them, they became very emotional and started crying. And they sent a message to me that don't worry about us. We are going to withstand all this trial and difficulties for the sake of this community. You just pray for us. People say that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, what revolution he has brought about. Is this not the revolution? If this is not the revolution, then what is revolution? And the teachings of the Holy Quran, they have started understanding that after accepting Ahmadiyyat. This is the revolution. And that understanding and perception has been created there, has been brought about, which has made them realize this reality. That when they have to get the nearness of Allah Almighty, they definitely have to go through these trials for the sake of Allah. The people living in Europe, they could not have thought this thing to happen. And those people who for a long time they were under the influence of the communist system, they have got a very close relationship with the promised Messiah and the Khilafat. And that is only because of the fact that Allah Almighty has shown them the mercy. And this is because of joining the community of this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the promised Messiah. And similarly in India, nowadays, the new communities, the communities of the new Ahmadis there, they are also being persecuted. And this injustice again, this aggression, is being done by the so-called mullah, and it is being done at the incitement, at the behest of these mullahs. It is being done by the Muslims there, and the government is not taking any firm steps, because very soon there are elections are going to take place, and they are in need of Muslim votes, and the Ahmadis do not have any strength in this respect. But these people who are responsible for this injustice and torture, they should remember this point, and they should not be closing their eyes on it. They should remember it very well, that although worldly power is we do not have, the Ahmadiyya Jamaat does not have, but Allah Almighty is with this Jamaat, and He is our master, and when He comes for our help, then He just scatters everything against that. And when the mill of His decree moves, then nothing can escape from that. So the Ahmadis in India, they should also be very steadfast and firm in their faith. They should intensify their prayers, and they should strengthen their relationship with Allah Almighty more than ever before. And similarly in Pakistan nowadays, the opposition of Ahmadi is also escalating. One is really surprised that at the activities of the government and the mullahs, that in the subcontinent, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after the advent of the promised Messiah, the opposition which started there, in which the mullahs, they tried to inflict harm from their side, and also they incited other people against the Jamaat, and they incited them so that the Jamaat should be finished and Jamaat should suffer a loss. But every effort of these people which they did, the Jamaat has been moving always towards progress, taking strides towards progress. But having seen everything, they have not realized that this thing clearly proves that the Jamaat is not established by any human being, but this is the community which has been established by Allah Almighty. Rather, it is one of the great signs of Allah Almighty. As I mentioned in the beginning, a prophecy has been fulfilled. A great great glad tiding has been fulfilled of Allah Almighty has been fulfilled, and this is a great sign of that. So therefore I tell these people, I say to these people that they should use their intellect and wisdom and never ever try to rise against God Almighty. And they should submit to Allah Almighty and seek forgiveness and do repentance. And but these people, their intellect and their eyes are covered, and they are actually and these people in the name of Islam and in the name of God, they are making the servants of Allah this object of the persecution and torture. And they forget that when the servants of Allah Almighty, they come to a point when this persecution is at a high pitch. Then when they say, Mata Nasrullah, when is the help of Allah? When that help of Allah is going to come? When they say that, then Allah Almighty says, Inna Nasrullah Kareeb, that Allah Almighty replies like this, that surely the help of Allah Almighty is very near. So this injustice, this aggression, which are being meted out to Ahmadis nowadays, they are actually granting nearness to Allah Almighty to all the Ahmadis. After the partition of the subcontinent, the large number of these so-called mullahs and ignorance, they came to Pakistan. And as we know, every other day we hear some incident taking place here and there against the Jamaat. And in a general way we also hear about that. They have actually started a campaign of complete lawlessness and disorder in the community, in Pakistan. Particularly about the community, they are disgracing and defaming their own country. These are the people who pose as the well-wisher of the country. And they say to the Ahmadis that now you have got only one option, and this is the only way open for you. Either you leave Ahmadiyyat, or you leave the country, or then be ready to lose your life. This is what they say. And the height of their injustices, that all this is being done in the name of Islam and in the name of that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was mercy for the whole of mankind. And it is said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what they say, that that his status of Afzalur Rusul, the best of all the prophets, we are all doing all this thing to establish this point. And because of their pride of honor for the religion, they are doing it. And that country which was, according to them, achieved in the name of Islam, where these people, they say that this is something which they have to do. And this is the sense of honor that they have, that as a result of that, they kill the servants of Allah. The very first thing is that for the sake of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this feeling of love which they show, the actually this feeling of love that Ahmadis are showing for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cannot even get nearer to that one. They are the sacrifices that they are offering in order to spread the message of Islam to the far end of the world, their millionth of that, even these people are not doing it. Despite that, that many Muslims in various countries, those who have this oil wealth, they are helping these mullahs. But this help, they are using this help for their own personal needs and requirements. They are topping up their bank balances. And they are using that for this torture and this savage treatment and injustice against Ahmadis, but not for this the propagation of Islam. There is no effort which they are doing at all. These mullahs of Pakistan, those who have described their right over Pakistan, that they say that in this citadel of Islam we cannot tolerate that the Qadianis, they should live with their beliefs. It should be very clear to them that the efforts the Ahmadis did for the creation of Pakistan, and which is acknowledged by all sane and wise people, they have already accepted that. When all these are being made, you people who nowadays claim that you are the welfare of Pakistan and supporter of Pakistan, you actually opposing the very concept of Pakistan. What first Jamaat did for the safeguard the rights of the Muslims, the elders, they recognize one. And 23rd of March, they recognize the Sun Day, celebrate the Pakistan Day as well. So, with reference, this thing has come. So, this thing should be known to the people, so that the people, they should not be misled, the masses, these ignorant Muslims. They should know what Ahmadis have actually did for benefit of the Muslims in India and also for the creation of Pakistan. A very distinguished journalist, Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar, he in his newspaper Amdar, he says 26th of September, has mentioned that it would be height of ungrateful that we should not mention about Mirza Mahmood Ahmad and his organized Jamaat, who focus their attention irrespective of the difference of their religion and their thought. They have devoted that for the welfare of the Muslims, and that time is not far away when the result, the attitude of this organized community will be, it will be particularly for the benefit of the Muslims and particularly for those people who are just making the claims of serving the cause of Islam, and they are making this self-claim, and this noble example of Ahmadis will become a model for these people to follow. Apparently they claim that they are doing these services, but actually they are not. For such people, the noble example of Mirza Mahmood Ahmad Sahib and his community would be a guiding star for these people. It will be established as such. And Mawli Abdul Majid Salik, of editor of Inqilab, he was a great leader of Muslims. He writes, Jinaad Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmood Ahmad, the commentary that he made about the condition of the Muslims, through this commentary, he has done a great service to the Muslims, which was actually the task of the great nations that has been performed by Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Then, for the establishment of Pakistan, everyone knows that Qaid Azam played a very important role in that. There was a time in his life that he got disappointed with the attitude of the Muslims, and he left India and came to India, came to England. He has written himself that now I have started feeling that I cannot do any service for India, nor I can bring about any positive change in Hindu mentality, nor I can open the eyes of the Muslims. Therefore, I started to settle down in London permanently. This situation, the Muslims in India, they were very greatly shocked, and the greatest interest and the welfare of the Muslim was in the heart of Hazrat Muslim Maud Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu. For that purpose, he did a great effort, and he, in those days, in the London, the Imam was Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahim Sabdard. So he, through him, he influenced upon Qaid Azam that he should come back to politics again, and Dard Sahib finally prevailed upon him and persuaded him to come back into politics. And Qaid Azam himself said that this persuasion of the Imam was so powerful and so persuasive that it left no room for me to disagree with that. Rather, Mr. Liaqat Ali Meem Sheen is another journalist. He has also written that Liaqat Ali Khan and Mawli Abdul Rahim Dard, Imam London, were the people who persuaded Qaid Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah to change his intention and to come back to India and to play his role in the politics of India. And as a result of that, Jinnah came back to India in 1934. And and he was got elected unopposed in the assembly. Justice Munir, who was the president of the Inquiry Commission in 1953, he has written that against Ahmadis, the opponent propaganda is made. They have alleged that the district of Gurdaspur was included in India because the Ahmadis, they took a special stance. And Chaudhry Zafrullah Khan Sahib, who was appointed to present the case before the council, before the commission, but the president of this court, who was a member of that commission, he was, Justice Munir was a member of that commission, he says that he considers it his responsibility to express his gratitude for the noble services which Chaudhry Zafrullah Khan Sahib did for in case of regarding district Gurdaspur. And this is quite clear in the documentation of this commission. And anybody who is interested in that one, he can go back and consult this record of the commission. Chaudhry Zafrullah Sahib, for the sake of Muslims, he selfless efforts he made, and despite that, it has been mentioned by some of the Muslim community, the way they have mentioned, that is a very shameless form of ungratefulness in which they have done it. And the services that Zafrullah Sahib has done, and the statement of the Ahmadis, the way they have done it, that is extremely shameless. This independent state, when it was made, which was given the name of Pakistan, for Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani the second, and under his instruction, the efforts made his members, some of the examples I have presented before you, the history will always bear witness to the fact that it is a Khilafat Ahmadiyya which is always for the guidance of the spiritual guidance of Ma'at and their welfare. Apart along that, whenever need is there, it's playing its role for the welfare of the Muslims, whether it is the question of the freedom of Kashmir or Palestine, are regarding rights of the Muslims in the subcontinent of India. The history of Ahmadiyyat is a clear witness to that one, that every time, at all times, Ahmadiyya Jamaat is in the forefront in this noble cause. And as opposed to that, what role the mullahs have played, and just have their statements, what they have made. And this is also taken from the Inquiry Commission report. Ataullah Shah Bukhari, who was a leader, he said, no mother has given birth to such a child who can even create the pea of Pakistan. And it is also written that during the period of disorder, the Amir-e-Riyat Ataullah Shah Bukhari, speech he made in Lahore, in one of his speech, he said that Pakistan is a prostitute, and this has been accepted by the Muslims reluctantly. In Allah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he says, his statement of Shah Sahib, that those people who will mushrik, and they are the swine, they are people who are going to eat the pygmy. And in the report, it is also mentioned that Majlis-e-Ihrar, the executive committee, in which a resolution was passed in which this proposal for establishment of Pakistan was considered undesirable, and some speeches described Pakistan as Balochistan, as the land of filth. And then the report of this inquiry commission, also written there, that the Jamaat-e-Islami was openly opposed to the act of Pakistan by the Muslim League. Hence the creation of Pakistan has taken place, and the community is opposing the Pakistan in the name of the community, and all these communities, among them there is a single community who have ever supported, taken a positive step for the community. All these they are totally totally up to the green of Pakistan and it is still there. The statement of this is that those people who consider if the Muslim majority areas freed from and they have got democracy there, and as that the divine comment will be established, that would that is wrong. Actually, what will be established there, that we a comment of the disbelievers, and that is disgracing the name of them. And now this very Jamalami, they are doing their best to get control of the government in this country. Now these statements and the statements of Justice Munir make clear that what views these people Pakistan, those who consider themselves to be make Pakistan, any political government that comes, they consider the mullahs as a source of power, and they try to liaise with them and have a connection. And the topmost point on the end of the Muslim is that against us, whatever can be done, possibly should be. In 1953, there was disturbances were there, and there were some people who were in there, and there have got be successful. But 24, the government at that time, which in the name of Islam, in collaboration with these mullahs, and these atrocities that they committed on the Ahmad, and the barbaric treatment that was out these, when the fair-minded people of justice will come and write the Pakistan, then it would be a black chapter of Japan. And then in 1981, one dictator, the constitution which was passed, then he made an amendment in that, and making these amendments strict against the community, so that he should finish away with Ahmad, and very boldly and with great head, that I am going to eradicate this. What was the result of Ahmadiyya taking its progress by leaps and bounds? It is progressing. And those people where they have gone and disappeared, they were crushed in the decree of Allah Almighty. And despite all these things, atrocities were committed against the community because of the blessing of Khilafat at one hand, Allah Almighty, a community. And Allah Almighty, these difficult situations, they were all showed fastness, and they're continuously showing that. It's all because of their close attachment of Khilafat, and this is a proof. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam, who made a covenant with him, till their covenant which they made with the Prophet, and these were worldly governments in the governments in Pakistan, in the provincial, they should also remember that if they have this interest of in their heart, and for this all good citizens of the country, they always do their efforts, then they should try to create that Pakistan which was the intention of Qaid-e-Azam, and not this, that on the basis of religious discrimination and hatred, they should create such walls of hatred between them. And they should not be allow the people to play havoc with the peace and shed the blood of innocent Ahmadis. And there was the Qaid-e-Azam, the statement of Qaid-e-Azam is there. And then see what the decision took in 1974. Qaid-e-Azam said that if we in this great country of Pakistan, if we have to make it prosperous, then we have to focus our attention on the welfare people, particularly the people who are very poor, with cooperation and help. If we work, you will see that very soon the people will of all these chains broken of a provincial, and he said that a state is being created without any discrimination, and there will be no discrimination between sect and sect. Because there are races, there will be no discrimination. Because working on this line, that we are members, equal member of the same state. We are, you are all free. You are free, so that you can go to your temples. You are free, then go to mosque. Are within the prayer of Pakistan into any place of worship and go. You may have relationship any gender or any sect or any race. That has got nothing to do with the faith government. It's my opinion that to keep it as a motto, always we should keep it in front of us. Qaid Azam is saying that it is my opinion that this is something we should always keep as a motto in front of our eyes. And you should see that the best of time, Hindu will not remain a Hindu and a Muslim will not remain a Muslim. Not in the religious sense, because a religion is a personal matter of someone, but in a political meaning, I'm saying they will all be equal citizens of the same state. This was the concept which was presented by Qaid Azam, and the assembly in 1974 just did the opposite. So this was the concept of the founder of Pakistan regarding the assemblies, the roles, and how they should run the state of the state. As I said, it is not the role of assemblies that they should interfere in the faith and the doctrines of a person, how a person has to believe and how they have performed the worship. The day the government of Pakistan understood this, understand this principle, and they started working along with it, along with the rule which was given to them by Qaid Azam, then that day would be actually beginning the new ways of the progress of Pakistan. This religious discrimination and hatred, walls of that will demolish on that day. And that time, the prosperous Pakistan will be possible to see that prosperous concept of Pakistan given by Qaid Azam. So the politicians, they should try to learn a lesson from their own history, to decide the details of one's religion, or to decide about the religion of somebody, and to impose your own beliefs on that. It is neither allowed in Islam, nor that great personality who was able to give it a state to the Muslims has out this thing. As a citizen in the of Pakistan, every citizen of Pakistan, he must get his rights. They have a right of religion and the worship and the jobs. Every right here, as far as the law is, it should be equally applicable to all. Whatever the rules are there, they should apply equally to everyone. This equal rights, when granted, then you will see that there will be peace in the country. Governments should learn a lesson from this thing, that in 1974, decisions were taken at that time. And then further amendments were made in 1984, and they were all made against the restrictions put on Ahmadis. After that, the country has been going down and in degradation, and they take one step forward and move backward more. And the Ahmadis, they have to work for the movement, also have to pray for that. But those who are inflicting harm upon Ahmadis, they should remember that the decree of Allah is going to take revenge from you. every now and then under the pretext of law, they are shedding the blood of innocent Ahmadis. Remember this statement, decree of Allah, وَمَنْ يَقْتُ الْمُؤْمِنًا فَجَزَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَزِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَاهُ وَعَلَهُ عَزَابًا. Whosoever kills a Muslim knowingly, then the punishment of that is hell, and he is going to stay there for very long time, and Allah Almighty will be very angry. Allah Almighty will put his disgrace upon him, and a very grievous punishment is for purpose. So they should fear the wrath of Allah. And regarding the faith, what is mentioned in the hadith, that whether these people are believers or not, the greatest part that is to say La ilaha illallah, even the falima. The greatest part of that is to say La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And that incident, remember that, when a companion during the state of war, when he put down some enemy and he recited kalima and still he killed him. And when then this thing was reported to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the Holy Prophet ﷺ told him very strongly, did you open up his heart and to see whether he has recited kalima under compulsion or in a wrong way? At that time the companion said that I wish that I had not become Muslim because to see this wrath and anger of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So, but these people are going continuously martyring and killing Ahmadis because, despite this kalima which is recited by them. In the last few days, again, a very barbaric, a very young husband and wife, they have been martyred in Multan recently, and their only fault, so-called, was that they believed in the Imam of the Age. Both of them, they were doctors. And they were very popular doctors.
Dr. Shiraz ka naam hai, unki 37 saal umar thi, unki ahliya Dr. Noorin Jazad 28 saal.
And Dr. Shiraz, he was 37, and Dr. Noreen was, and perhaps she is the youngest martyr in Ahmadi ladies, martyr ladies.
Insaniyat ke paas hota hai, wo nahi hai.
These people have no regard for humanity. That these people who are so, giving service to the mankind, and they are actually treating your patients, they are killed so barbarically, in a barbaric way. These opponents, they should remember that Ahmadis, they are sacrificing their lives for a noble cause. They are being martyred for a noble cause. But because of this denial of right, which now we can see on the part of these, but because of the denial of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the great servant of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as a result of that, there are scores of innocent people who are being killed without any fault of them. This is also a sort of revenge of nature which is being taken from these people. And then, as a result of that, not us, but what Allah Almighty has to deal with these people and what Allah Almighty has to do with these people, Allah knows better what is in store. They do not have any fear of Allah Almighty in the hearts of these people. Allah may have mercy on these people. In the last few days, first they were fighting with the people, with the government, and then the government submitted in Sawat. And then a Sharia system has been introduced in Sawat. And that system and the courts were established, and after that, and those who were responsible mullahs over there, they decided that the judges of the government should not try to dare to come over there. Then the government should know that now this system which has started there, it is not going to stop over there. This is going to get the whole country into the grip of lawlessness. And the image of the Pakistan in the whole world, the whole country is described as the country of terrorism. The foreign minister of this country has made the statement recently that if the government does not control the situation, then the whole country will be declared as a terrorist country. Although the mullahs who used to call it Palestine, the country of filth, although these people in their nasty efforts and intentions, they appear to be successful, and now their effort is apparently if the situation comes into their hand, into their control, then Allah have mercy upon Pakistan. Whether they will allow the name of very Pakistan remains there or not. The Khulafa of Ahmadiyyat, they have always been trying to make the government believe that they should avoid these people and they should be away from these people. If you let these people come and sit on your shoulder, then they will always be sitting on your shoulder. But these people don't understand this point. On one side, these politicians, those who consider themselves the welfare and very experienced politicians, and they claim like that, they are the people on one side, and on the other side, they do not understand this bitter reality, very terrible reality, that these mullahs are there who are taking the whole country to destruction. And if any alliance and any agreement with these mullah is going to be very detrimental and dangerous for the country, we can simply pray that Allah Almighty may protect this country. As far as the efforts of these mullahs and intentions are concerned, that through these martyrdoms of Ahmadis, they can stop the progress of the community, that is their futile imagination. Ahmadiyyat is going to progress after every sacrifice and every loss, as I have mentioned. And that boat which Allah Almighty caused to be made by His command, Allah Almighty is going to protect it, and this journey will continue. Yes, maybe here and there one or two martyrdoms may take place. These trials will always be there, as I have said. And those who sacrifice their lives, they actually get their eternal life according to the promise of Allah Almighty. They get the pleasure of Allah, love of Allah Almighty. Anyway, Ahmadis should intensify their prayer, intensify their prayers, particularly the Pakistani Ahmadis, because now this country is standing on the brink of fire, and it's only the prayers of Ahmadis which will be attracting the mercy of Allah Almighty. These prayers can only save Pakistan from destruction. The Jamaat Ahmadiyya played a very important role in the establishment of this country. And now in the safety, in saving this country from destruction, it is the prayers of Ahmadis which will actually show their benefit. And these doctors which I mentioned, some of the particulars about them. This incident took place in this way, that on 14th of March, when they were coming back after performing their duty as 3:15, somebody was hiding there in ambush, and he killed them in a very barbaric way. Both were Musis, Dr. Shiraz, Bajwa Sahib. His body was in his bedroom. His hands were tied, eyes were covered, and the mouth was filled with the cotton. And there was a rope in his neck. And many strings were near his bed. The female servant, when she came in the evening, when she said that his body was hanging with a fan, ceiling fan. And the wife, she was in the drying room. She was also tied in the same way on the carpet, and there was a cloth put into her mouth. Both of them, they were. He was eye specialist in Wapda Hospital in Multan, And Dr. Noreen was also a doctor in the children's section. They were both very popular among Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis, and very gentle and very helpful, and that was the hallmark of their character. They did for some time work in Fazlul Umar Hospital, and this colony is such where from every side there is a boundary wall, security is there, gate is there, and despite somebody who could escape through that one, it shows that it was a conspiracy, because nobody could have gone without that. All these people seem to have a hand in that. They were very competent doctors in 1998. They got a distinction in essay writing. They don't have any children, they're very young. 28 year was the Dr. Noreen, and 37 was Dr. Saeb. And after the Juma prayer, I will lead their janaza ghaib. One is Dr. Aslam Jahangiri, who was our Amir-e-Zila Haripur. He passed away on 15th of March. He also did duties in Sierra Leone under Nusrat Jahan scheme, and then he served as Amir for a long time. A few months ago, he was also attacked with a knife, and somebody said that you are a Qadiani and I have come to kill you. He survived because there were some other people as well. He got injured. He was 74 year old. It looks that maybe because of his wounds, he became very weak, and then he was not feeling well, and finally he suffered heart attack and died. He was a Musi. He has been buried in Bahishti Makbara. And similarly, another Sayyida Nasra Begum Sahiba, wife of Mirza Mia Sharif Ahmad. She was Sayyida Azizullah Shah Sahib and sister of Hazrat Mirapa Sahib. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabbas, she was cousin of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabbe. Very devout lady. Her janaza ghaib will also be included. May Allah, all these people who have departed, may Allah exalt their station in paradise and bless them and forgive them and enable their inheritors, those who are left behind, to follow in the good steps of their virtues.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.